Greetings and blessings to everybody. So today is the eighth and final day of our retreat together. We've come to the last session. So whether we're at the monastery or online, I hope you've received some peace and knowledge in the Dhamma and the way of Dhamma practice. You've increased in faith, increased in knowledge. You have this effort and perseverance. And so we know the principles of Dhamma practice. We take them with us to keep practicing onward. This gives rise to truly great benefit. Just like the monastics, they practice during the rains retreat and outside of the rains retreat, the practice is the same. So for all of you doing this online retreat, whether it's during the retreat or outside of the retreat, you keep practicing. You make your practice continuous, and you do as much as you're able to. You do it to the utmost of your ability. Because we have this hope, this goal, that we want wisdom, we want knowledge. This word wisdom, it's this all-around knowing of all conditioned formations, all sankharas. Because we see that every mind, having been born, has delusion already, being lost in the sense of me, mine, you and yours, in the sense of self. This is the cause for suffering to arise. None of us want suffering. No mind wishes to have suffering. And so we have received the loving kindness and compassion of the Buddha. The Buddha's taught the Dhamma already, which is the path to the end of suffering. So we have this firm intent. We want to develop the mind to have less suffering. So therefore we train and practice. We have this intent to practice, to build our merit and parami. And this is something that we've done already for many lifetimes. And then in this life, we have met with the Dhamma of the Buddha. So we want to build our wisdom to give rise to clear knowing. And so we have these qualities of generosity and virtue firmly established in the heart. And we come to cultivate mindfulness and samadhi, this peace of mind. Because we see that the world is changing all the time. There's all kinds of dangers, great variety, many dangers. So we have to prepare the mind, to train the mind, to make the mind firm and stable, to have wisdom in order to alleviate the suffering in the mind. So I offer my anamodana, rejoicing with everyone, all of you who have set your hearts well in this Dhamma practice on this occasion. You've had this firm intent to support all aspects of the retreat, of the monastery. For instance, the equipment, all the communication technology, the equipment. This relies on the faith of the laity who have offered funds, have offered the funds that allow this equipment to be obtained. So the many laity have helped with that, as well as with the four requisites that the Sangha uses all the time here at Wat Mapchan. And we see that, which is of great importance, is this practice of puja, this paying homage through our practice according to the teachings of the Lord Buddha that have been laid down already. This is the highest form of homage. So for myself and the Sangha here, we all give our blessings that may you have happiness, prosperity in your work, in your studies. May you succeed in all things. And through your practice of meditation, may you give rise to clear understanding in the teachings of the Buddha. Just as rivers full of water entirely fill up the sea. So will what's here been given bring blessings to departed spirits. May all your hopes and all your longings come true in no long time. May all your wishes be fulfilled. Like on the 15th day of the moon. Or like a bright and shining gem. May all misfortunes be avoided. May all illness be dispelled. May you never meet with dangers. May you be happy and live long. For those who are respectful, who always honor the elders, four are the qualities which will increase life, beauty, happiness, and strength. May every blessing come to be. And all good spirits guard you well. Through the power of all Buddhas. Through the power of all Dhammas. Through the power of all Sanghas. May you always be at ease. May you all be strong, healthy. May you all be safe and well.